This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Happy Thursday. Now. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You know the people involved here. That's John Lopez. I'm Reginald Atatula. Figgy Fig on the ones and twos. Not just the ones. Both ones and
both ones. Both ones, twos, and threes.
Oh, there's threes involved over there?
Yeah, salute to Freddie Davis.
I didn't realize we had threes.
Salute
over there
to Fred
too.
Davis. He was the only one. The ones, twos, and threes.
We got threes over there. Look at us. Look at us. All right, you can get involved too. Easy way, 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Get involved. Let us know what you're feeling, what you're thinking with whatever we're talking about. And also appreciation to the Mo Karam Injury Lawyers live streams. Both on the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610, and on the Twitch chat, 610 Houston. Lopez, we have a 53-man roster.
We
got,
sure do.
For the most part, I think, unless something changes, I think we got a practice squad.
Mm-hmm.
We got a football team ready to go and play week one against the Los Angeles Rams there in SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. But before we get there, kind of looking at the league, looking at this team and how it's coming together, and ESPN put together a piece that got me thinking, because they had NFL season's X factors for each of the 32 teams. And I was interested on what you might view as the X factor for this Texans team this year. 713-572-4610.
You want me to hit? Okay, so I've got two trains of thought here.
Let's hit them all.
X factor in terms of a player, a veteran, a guy that you know is going to be part of it, that maybe just plays at a different level, does, you know, impacts the team that much. And then I got the young guys. The young guy to me is easy, and that's Jalen Nolan. I mean, to me, that's easy.
You think he's the – I typically – and that's a good point. Like, X factor is one of those things in sports, one of those phrases that we bandy about, and sometimes we talk past each other because we never agree what it actually means.
Yeah.
And for me, I think I view it as this is the factor that will determine a certain level of aptitude for your team. Mm-hmm. Like, depending on how they go, you could wring a lot more out of this team because of this player or this portion of the team or what have you. You said Jalen Nolan is a really interesting answer because he does seem to like he could possibly provide an explosive portion of your offense outside of the knowns, which are Nico Collins is a known.
See, and then I went to the knowns.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to me, I think it's an easy answer as well because he changes everything. There's the X factor of if he's even, you know, what the impact is going to be participating. And that's C.J. Gardner-Johnson. I mean, to me, that's a layup.
You think he's an X factor? I think you mark him into like the
basics. How much is he going to play? How is he going to play? How long is he going to play? There's a lot of questions. So to me, that's the definition of X factor. Like, if we said C.J. Gardner-Johnson, starter, healthy all preseason, came from, we know he's won a Super Bowl, we know what he is, we know the options he gives this defense with Jalen Petrie and D'Amico Ryans being able to play around with the blitzes we've talked about it, and coverages, et cetera. If he was like 100%, then it would be almost unexpected. To me, he's an X factor. I don't know how long that knee is going to, because, you know, it was something. It wasn't nothing. You know, he's sitting. I mean, well, he's on the 53, but we don't know what he's going to do, when he's going to be back, how long it's going to last. And if but if he is the old C.J. Gardner-Johnson, absolutely X factor.
I think we might be weighing a little too heavily the scare that happens during training camp. And not to say that that should not be factored in at all. Like, mm-hmm. clearly you can't just pretend like he did not have anything happen that was scary that they had to go and do MRIs for and that they had to ultimately see if all the structural integrity still remained.
Mm-hmm.
I think I hear you on, and I agree with kind of your trepidation when it comes to how long does that last? Is that a level of strain that then can be added onto by playing, I don't mm-hmm. know, football?
But hell, is he going to be wearing a brace?
I think that all of those things, I think that he is such a great player. Mm-hmm. He is such a known commodity in what he gives you when he's on the field that I'd lean more heavily into that portion of it, knowing that he is going to be relatively healthy early on in the season. With any of these players, how many games can you expect Kamari Lassiter to play?
Yeah, but there's already sort of a baseline of,
sure,
you know, doubt.
But
know?
I think I'd be willing to gamble, and you know, I say this as a non-gambling man, I'd be willing to gamble that he plays 13 games this year.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could.
Really? So you have that much doubt?
No.
It's
wonder. It's curiosity because, you know, anytime you talk knee and football, just those two words, you don't have to put them in context, knee and football.
Especially with a change of direction position like safety where you're going to be planting and turning and generating power coming forward. Yeah, I hear you on that. I still am going to, I'm not going to do the what if on, yeah, he had this thing that maybe possibly weakens the integrity of his knee. I don't know that I can get to a place where I go, well, I can only expect him to play seven games and be at that level.
No, I don't know what to expect. Hence, X factor.
Yeah, I wouldn't go X factor there. Yeah. I think that I view him as a commodity that's known for as many games that he's plays, and I would easily gamble that he plays more than, what is it, 12, 13 games is three quarters of the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would gamble that he is in that place, and so I mean, for any player, if they play three quarters of the season, they're damn near there for the whole season in my mind. That's where the way I look at that. If I'm going X factor, I like the first answer that you gave a lot more in Jalen Knoll because of, you know, the ways in which you were looking for explosive elements on this offense. I think we have profiled this offense as probably being more of a, you know, incremental offense rather than an offense that has many opportunities for big explosive plays. That preseason game two was so interesting. Was it game two or was it game three, actually? It was game three, getting the ball out there, or was that even one? I'm mixing them all up now. But seeing Jalen Knoll take a screen and, like, get upfield and create big yards with it, I think that those are the things that we look at for possible explosion, at least early on with this offense.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the ball to playmakers, still quick, still, you know, with that, you know, that tempo, but then those guys then going and making plays. We know Nico Collins can do it. I think that having another guy like Jalen Knoll could be a huge, huge factor of what happens with taking this offense to a different place. Because one of the things we've talked about with this offense, who was going to force defenses to take their attention away from Nico Collins? And I think that Jalen Knoll, just with things like that, he profiles as a guy that could be in that space for you.
Well, and I would argue the exact same thing with C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And I'm not to harp on it and belabor it, but my thing is, I obviously we're all hopeful he plays 13, 14, hell, all 17 games. We've been in this game long enough to know there's a knee problem. No matter the level of that problem, they're going to take extra precautions. You know, they might, you know, limit snaps. It might, you know, it's certainly been affected, you know, at some point, at some level. It might, you know, be another problem. To me, that's X factor, but we'll set that aside. Texter said that it's not even close. It's Nick Chubb. I disagree because I think Nick Chubb has kind of proven already. He's been healthy, showed a little explosion at the end of the preseason, clearly has run for positive yards. They have a lot of – I think it's whoever's behind Nick Chubb.
That's an interesting thought.
I think it's the next guy, whether it's Woody Marks or Damian Pierce or someone else. It could be Dare.
Yeah, ESPN, obviously, who wrote this piece they did one for, and they named an X factor for every team. And the X factor that they named for your Houston Texans is indeed in line with those texts that have come in. It is Nick Chubb that they put in here saying that there are too many X factors for this Texans team, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't talked about some of the offensive line is one of those places that clearly is a huge X factor. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But last time we saw a healthy Nick Chubb, 1,525 yards, 2022, right? I've been very loud about my feeling that I don't think that that's a reasonable expectation for Nick Chubb. But if I allow myself to dream in the ways that I think people were when he was first signed or when we first learned of his signing to this Texans team, that is kind of incredible, especially as we get more doubt or questions as to when Joe Mixon shows back up for this team. If Nick Chubb finds any facsimile of that previous version of Nick Chubb, which, again, we haven't seen yet, but who's to say that he's not just ultimate gamer and showing us that once we get to regular season, and once we get to those opportunities, if you have that, that is huge for what this team can do, especially a team that is going to be leaning on their ability to run the football.
When is Joe Mixon coming back? What'd they say yesterday, Figgy?
Hey, you don't want to get D'Amico pissed off, man.
That would clarify things, wouldn't it?
Hey, why do you guys care? Why do you guys care about that?
We should have some clarity on that, don't we? No. Okay, but
you mean people care too much?
I don't want
to. That's his business.
I don't want to keep hitting this, but I do wonder from
you. You just brought it up like, hey, if Joe Mixon comes back, and I'm like,
that's his business.
When is that?
Why are you guys focused on that?
When might it be?
Other players on the team.
My hands are clean on this one.
I know. I'm the one who's doing this to myself. I will take the responsibility here. The sincere question I ask myself, as I have already derailed myself, but that's how my brain is working in this moment. How do we prove that we care about these players when we're talking about them in D'Amico's mind? Because, look, I think it's a very, very genuine place that D'Amico comes from talking about, I care about these players, and it feels like people don't care about them when they're talking about them with these injuries. How do I prove that I care about them when I'm talking about this while also trying to, you know, find the different corners of the conversation on what is possible with these players and what it means for the Texans?
I feel like these media people here, like I'm talking to, no, I'm being for real.
Yeah.
The people that are at the press conference, I feel like they do care. Because
they absolutely do.
Because they know, because sometimes I know a lot of people complain about why they ain't ask them this, why they ain't ask them. Sometimes they ask them something and then they kind of feel the energy and they step back a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you ain't gonna get that nowhere else, man.
Look, we don't have to harp on this, but there are so many levels to this that are just bizarre. And first of all, the answer that he gave was pure deflection. It became a conversation about everything except Joe Mixon. It was a conversation about the media. It was a conversation about do they care? It was a conversation about, who wants it first, journalism, et cetera. It was everything but Joe Mixon. So to give them credit, the strategy worked because they're not talking about Joe Mixon. They made the discussion about something else. And that's what irritates me because, hey, you win. You won. You know, you didn't have to say anything about this or that. Nobody's asking Joe Mixon. Nobody's asking, all these other things. And the whole thing about, find the facts. This is a press conference. That's what we're trying to do. Like seriously, you know how.
And nobody's getting it first in a press conference setting. Exactly. We're all getting it at the same time.
You know how I feel about D'Amico Ryans. Hell, about this organization. Cal and Hannah, I love them.
And they've given us a lot of great reasons to feel that way.
But come on, man. Yeah, I mean, this race to get it first and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Maybe it's a testament to where the media is today as an industry, but the responsible, legitimate outlets, you get fired. You get suspended.
Do it seem like, I ain't trying to look at people's jobs. Do it seem like these people are trying to, get it first?
I mean, yes, like, to a degree.
Because it seemed like people used to try to get it first. They used to go through way more hoops.
Well, no, I think they do, and I think there have been some errors, and as Seth and Sean were pointing out, I totally agree.
I think you was telling me about somebody hiding in the bottom of their bushes trying to get some information on something.
Yes.
I think it was John McClain said that.
Yeah. No, it's that part is true, but you have to also talk about the outlet. Is it just some part-timer working for a TV station or something that is trying to, elevate himself and doesn't have the responsibility that others have or whatever? And I'm on a tangent here, but it did bother me, that part. Forget the Mixon discussion. Like, wait a minute, you're blaming things that are not supposed to be blamed here. You're talking about things that the question was not about.
It seemed like he was talking about somebody else, a different situation.
Yes.
This don't seem like it was a Joe Mixon situation.
Yeah.
Because I don't think nobody said anything crazy about Joe Mixon or jumped out the window real quick on an injury.
I think there's also just tired of trying to
being asked the question, because obviously the question is not being answered because they don't want to. They want to keep that information in house.
But it is
which is what they
I
will do.
I just wish you guys would get the facts. That's why we're here.
That's right. How do you feel about Arianti Urshery as X Factor? Because this is a blindside protector for CJ Stroud. And I mean, this is a rookie in anytime that you start a rookie, and I know like the NFL first round picks or, you know, kind of pseudo first round picks are going to be in that place where we expect them to come in and start. But anytime you start a rookie, that is a huge learning curve. It's a steep learning curve. And at the offensive line, a place of great need for this team, it's going to matter a great deal.
I think there's a couple on the offensive line. Yes, on Urshery and Jake Andrews. You know, we know who the offense is going to run through.
As a man who's going to be helping set protections. Yeah. And, you know, that was, you know, communications and making sure that you're in the right protections was a big part of this offensive line. I think that's a good answer if you throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely. So, yeah, the X factors that we're looking at for this season.
Just out of curiosity, rest of the division, who are the X factors? I'm guessing Cam Ward for the Titans.
Titans, actually, they go with L'Jarius Sneed, cornerback. Cam Ward, what seems like it'd be an easy one just because, again, rookie playing in the NFL and especially at a position that has probably the highest learning curve or steepest learning curve as quarterback. But, you know, obviously he comes in with a lot of versatility for L'Jarius Sneed. He's coming off of an injury, so that's also a portion that's different for them, but to help make their defense a significantly better unit, which is going to be something that's necessary to complement a rookie quarterback. Let's see, for the Indianapolis Colts, they go with their center, Bartolini. Ryan Kelly, not the starting center for the first time since 2016. So, again, some of the things we're talking about with Jake Andrews, how important a center is to making sure that your on-O-line operation goes smoothly is going to be a portion of that. And, you know, obviously with your quarterback situation there as well, you want to make sure that that's straight. And then Jacksonville Jaguars is also an offensive lineman they go with, Anton Harrison.
Okay.
Again, I imagine that that's an easy place to talk about. But, yeah, high hopes for the Jaguars offense. Make sure your offensive line goes well. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Just getting going on a Thursday. Coming up next, Good Fromberg did show back up. All right, so maybe we were doing too much hand-wringing. And he wasn't the only one. Which way is the wind blowing for you today when it comes to talking about this Astros team? How are you feeling? Let's talk about it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Astros got a win yesterday.
Astros got a win yesterday.
4-0 over the Colorado Rockies. So they do set themselves up for the opportunity to still win this series tonight when they face off against the Rockies. But a 4-0 victory, and this was a lot more akin to what you wanted with the Yordan return and with what's happening with this team. 713-572-4610. How is your confidence level? What way is the wind blowing for you today with this baseball club after a 4-0 victory? A fantastic outing, I might say.
Joe Espada got Wally pipped.
All right, calm down. You didn't even let me mention Framber Valdez going
Joe
seven
who?
Innings. No earned runs. A nice 5 strikeouts in that. So good Framber. That was lovely. And yes, you're right. Joe Espada apparently not feeling well.
Mm-hmm.
Turned over the reins to a Lopez. Which,
dang right, that's a dub waiting to happen.
Good thing it worked well this instance. But no, Astros, a victory. Was it a convincing one for you? I mean, obviously it's the Rockies, but generally, how are you feeling about this?
Look, that's where we're going today, and I'm curious on our listeners, viewers, et cetera, because we've talked all year long about kind of what we're mentioning here. Which way is the wind blowing for you? Is this have they finally turned a corner? Oh no, the sky is falling. I mean, and I'm convinced that's what it's going to be for the rest of the year. I mean, that's just what it's going to be. However,
we're going to ride the roller coaster of emotion.
Well, however, there are some good things starting to happen here now. And are we going to fall for it like we do with the injury thing? Yordan.
Fall for it, you say. All right, so he's saying it's fake. All right, go ahead.
I'm asking, are we going to fall for it? Yordan is back, hit a home run. Doesn't seem to be bothered.
Say that with your chest.
Hit a home run, big deal.
Center field home run, a jaw-dropping center field
Thank
home run.
Thank you. Damn, big deal.
Is what he did. So he's back. Look who was playing in Sugar Land yesterday. One Jake Myers.
Yeah, baby.
How about that? Jake Myers on the horizon.
That's a big bat that you need back. Ain't that right, Lopez?
Yes. Question mark?
I just love that we could say that. And yeah. I mean, we know that we're kind of joking, but in this year, it's true.
It is true. Framber threw it. I mean, that was a gem. I mean, he was ground ball king again.
That was the most encouraging portion
right?
of this.
Yeah.
Second closely is not just that Yordan is hitting the home runs. It's just seeing the respect that is being given to him. We knew that it was there, but seeing that it's still there immediately as he steps into the box. And I said it, and this is a little bit extreme. Mm-hmm. It's definitely extreme. But it's reminiscent of, like, Barry Bonds-esque. They're very, very careful pitching to that man. And as much as, you know, you've had people play well in the span of 100 games that he did not play, you ain't have nobody that gave you that.
Yeah.
And that's something different that should buoy your offense somewhat.
Yeah, for Yordan and for Framber, it was not just the ground balls. It was curveball starting right inside on the corner and just missing by about 2 inches. You know, the control, which has been an issue ongoing with name your favorite pitcher, not named, well, actually even Hunter Brown in his last outing, but not named Hunter Brown, you know, whether it's Eric Geddy or whomever, the control was there. So, oh, by the way, Cam Smith. With another shot. So all these the usual suspects are doing things that we came to expect. Are you falling for it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I don't know if I'll quote-unquote fall for it in certain respects. Like, I'm in a place where I don't want to have super high expectations of Cam Smith, and I know that sounds ridiculous because you want to have high expectations so that a player can meet him. I think that he's done a ton in this rookie year, and as you get to these time periods where you know it is big time, big boy baseball, I think I want to put more of those expectations on those you know, bigger time players, the likes of Carlos Correa, the likes of Jose Altuve, the likes of Yordan Alvarez. Even I'm willing to put some more expectations, even though I don't know how much they will be met per se, on a Christian Walker, guys like that, where whatever Cam Smith gives me ultimately feels like gravy. Can I ask this question that popped up in my mind, and you could just wipe it away as ridiculous and we can move on if you would like to.
I hope I can do that.
How much of the Fromber resurgence in this one, seeing the, you know, the snap on the curveball and everything, do you think that has anything to do with having a Cesar Salazar behind the plate as opposed to Yiner Diaz?
No, I was really just kidding about what I said earlier, but I really don't think that was a big part of it. I think Fromber's big issue is Fromber. You know, his mental approach from week to week, outing to outing. And that's why I think where I'm going to land on this is give me another week. Give me a week of good baseball, a week of maybe Eric Geddy finding something, of Yordan doing Yordan things, Cam Smith being able to sort of have that second wind. Because we've had this really in the last month, it's happened a lot, where you're like, good outing, good win, fall off the off the cliff, you know, last week they had a nice run and then they lose. What was it? 13-1 or something to the Orioles here at home on the weekend.
Whose fault was that again?
I don't know.
Okay.
But
I'm just asking questions. That's all.
So yeah, give me you know how I will say, I just want one of these pitchers coming back. By the way, Luis Garcia also on the way back seemingly, but I just want one of these pitchers to be consistent. I just want right now a week of good baseball. Give me a week of good baseball. You'll get a little separation from the Mariners, who are up and down as well. If you give me a week of good baseball, I'll start to believe a little more.
By the way, Mariners also up
because
they ended up winning that game. So still 1.5 games as a lead there. But there's that happening. And then there's also Luis Garcia is seems like he's on the return track, possibly to, you know, return for your Astros.
2 years, man.
It has been a good long time. Gosh. So again, you have to temper expectations there. I'm seeing someone saying streakiness is the hallmark of a mediocre team. And there's also people that are talking about they can make the World Series. I think that's exactly the thing with the Astros is.
And they flip a switch.
If they could put it all together.
Do they still have that switch?
Any other cliches you want to throw in here while we're here, throwing them in here, right? Put it all together. Flip a switch. Are they going to like get momentum hot, hot at the right time? Are they going to have the momentum, right?
Yeah,
all
yeah.
those things. I feel like that becomes incredibly big for the Astros because the thing that when you're talking about which way do you feel this, I think the easy part that I can point to is they absolutely have all the pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, they're getting more pieces back. And that's why I wanted to ask that question today.
Yeah.
Luis Garcia, Jake Meyers, obviously, you know, Yordan coming back. Is this the good Fromber? Can he put back to back outings together? Finally, I don't know. I mean, he did look more confident yesterday.
He did.
You know, Fromber is one of those guys that you can almost look at in the first inning or two and go, nope. Or you can go, oh, yeah. And last night, like in the second inning, you could just tell, like, okay, he's locked in today. I can legitimately tell you he's going to go six or seven innings. Or nope.
I want to test this theory. Next time Frommer's up, I need you to text me within the first inning.
First two innings?
No, you get one inning.
I said two innings.
I'm not giving you that. Within the first inning, I'm going to ask for you to tell me what it's going to look like. And then
Hell, I feel like you could really tell in the first inning.
Maybe. But like I was looking at him last night like, yeah, he's locked in. He's locked in. He's not going to be.
But when you get the first two batters with base hits, you're like, uh-oh.
But even that, if he's locked in, you can see where – what was the game last – two outings ago, he gave up six runs and then went seven innings. It was kind of fluky, five or six runs, I forget. But last night, I was just like, okay, yeah, this is going to be good today. Even though the other pitcher was pitching pretty dang well, too.
Dollander, yeah. I believe. But
there are days when I look at Fromber, and I'm sure they feel the same way. Hell, they're around him all the time. We're like, okay, woo. We'll see how he ends up with this one.
Are we going to have a gut off here?
Is he going to throw a tantrum or something? I don't know.
Lopez, I think we're having a gut off here.
A gut off.
From the 713, they said, I watched him warm up in the bullpen and saw that he was locked in last night. Who wants to one-up that? 713-572-46.
I saw him walking from the car.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see that person.
He was
texting.
Holding his coffee. I'm like, okay. He about to go
I saw him go
today.
Get breakfast yesterday and knew he was locked in. Hey, can you one-up that?
Y'all know him, right? He has body language that is
100%.
Absolute tell.
Yeah, and he was on. And so Astros get a victory, a much-needed victory. Somebody made mention of how much can you tell from a game against the Rockies. Well, it feels like if it goes the other way like you saw the day before, I mean, you could tell some things. So I'm willing to, you know, take that. I'm happy to see the win. And really, offensively, I was happy to see the home runs.
Mm-hmm.
And can I also say, I was happy to see not Christian Walker behind Yordan Alvarez because it really did upset me yesterday. Not yesterday, the day before.
Yordan was batting second.
That was fun, right? Mm-hmm. Get him back higher up, get him more opportunities through the lineup in theory. But a couple days ago when it's Christian Walker in the first inning, I mean, you got Yordan and, you know, you get a pop-up and no, you're not able to capitalize on that clear respect that pitchers are going to give
I could Yordan. Tell by the way he slept. He was locked in.
Wait, why are you watching from?
No,
I got a question.
Yeah, I could tell the previous night before.
That's right.
In the dugout.
He was sitting in the dugout, and I was like, oh, he's locked
in.
He's
locked in.
Good. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to our question of the day. Inspired by Omar Lopez, who was sitting in for Joe Espada. It was weird, though. We got that news after
30 minutes before the first pitch.
Yeah, that's right. So, but Omar
they said,
Lopez.
We need a Lopez.
Yeah, he was. No, I don't think that's what they said. But Joe Espada wasn't feeling well. Omar Lopez sat in and got a victory. But I imagine that ruined the day for Joe Espada. So inspired by that, question of the day: what's something getting sick ruined for you? 713-572-4610. Let's talk about it next. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Question of the day: what's something that getting sick ruined for you? 713-572-4610. Because Joe Espada yesterday, obviously the manager of your Astros, he seemed to be a little bit ill, and that took him away from being able to manage the club yesterday. Thankfully, he left it in the capable hands of Omar Lopez, bench coach, and he was able to oversee a 4-0 victory over the Rockies, including some lineup changes that I imagine weren't Omar Lopez himself. I imagine that was just the conversation with the manager. We were talking about it in the break. I really did appreciate seeing Yordan hit second. Obviously, the results were good. 2-for-2, 2 walks. Like, that's really good. But then I feel like having Correa behind him, and I understand, like, the idea of protection. Jeff Bagwell's on the broadcast yesterday kind of poo-pooing it. Or was it talking about that yesterday or the day before? But he was really poo-pooing the notion of like having somebody protect you, and if that really changes how a person is pitched, especially a person of the magnitude and the caliber of a Yordan Alvarez. Mm-hmm. I probably hear him on that, but I will say taking advantage of what that person ahead of him does is something that shows up. And I like the idea of Carlos Correa being immediately behind Yordan Alvarez as opposed to what we had at least the day before in Christian Walker, even though he has had an uptick, even his uptick in offense of mm-hmm. late has him batting just above average.
Yeah.
And so I'd rather have a Carlos Correa who's looked really hot behind Yordan.
I think it protects you more in the early innings. You know, a lot of starting pitchers don't want to give up the big inning, so they might have to change the way their approach is. But either way, got the dub. Omar Lopez was stepping in for Joe Espada, so he ruined it that day. You know, ruined that day for Joe Espada. What about you?
Do you think we ever find out what had Joe Espada ill, or just like a general illness?
He was ill. Actually, I'm expecting Tommy John surgery.
Okay. That's not a bad joke. I can't even be mad at that. That's a pretty good joke in the context.
Joe Espada was out because he was ill. In about 4 weeks, he's going to be doing it in a rehab managing assignment.
I'm actually, it hurts me that was such a good joke. All right. What's something that getting sick ruined for you?
The most recent one was, how long have they been married now? 3 years, 2.5, 3 years? My son's engagement party. Everybody was so excited. My oldest son threw the party for him. It was at this restaurant down in Midtown area. They got the special area. Everything's all set up, hors d'oeuvres, everything. So my wife and I were out all day. We stopped at Chipotle to eat, and got to the engagement party about 6 o'clock. Walked around, and all of a sudden you get that little.
Oh, stomach start talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I looked at my wife. We weren't there for 15 minutes. I said, we need to go. She goes, what are you talking about? I said, no, we need to go now.
We need to go now.
Right now.
Now, woman.
Haven't had Chipotle since. All due respect. Except
all due respect.
Except for me. But haven't had it since. So that was one. There's been a few where... You know, obviously, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of these on text board and YouTube, et cetera, you know, where maybe you partook a little bit too much.
That's right.
You know, yeah. One of those things. But I've never really missed anything that I can remember anyway. Yeah.
Ooh, do I want to tell that story?
I haven't felt
yet.
Great about it.
I'm trying to decide, because there was definitely something where partaking too much in a particular way mm-hmm. ruined a day in a large, large way. Some that are coming.
Well, now
in.
You got to say it.
Do I have
yes.
to?
Yes. You know, that's a tease.
All right. I still haven't come to grips with this. I'm still dealing with this. But there was a day where I had a few events. It was definitely during a tournament because some mm-hmm. of the guys at the station that I was working with were like, yo, let's go up to this restaurant. We're all going to watch the games together. And then a former coworker came up and I was like, yo, hadn't seen you in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And he had these gummy worms.
Oh, Lord.
Of a particular type. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were in a public establishment, so he passed me one under the table. And I just popped this in my mouth without thinking, what's in this?
Oh, how you much popped
of,
in your
how
mouth
much of
whole thing?
How much of whatever's in this is in this? did not have any of those thoughts. So, you know, I'm going about my day. This is a day, and obviously if you listened to the Radiothon earlier, we mm-hmm. auctioned off some dinners with, you know, various shows. I had one of those type situations later that day. And so, you know, after a little while, I'm like, yo, I got to head over there. Good hanging out with y'all. I get in the car. I'm driving to the dinner spot mm-hmm. where we can, you know, meet with a fan and hang out with them. And as I'm getting there, I'm like, why do I feel this way?
I know why you felt that way.
Why do I feel this way? Because of that gummy.
Yeah.
And so I get there and, you know, my co-host is there, thankfully. And then the you know, listener is there and we're, you know, having a good time. We get seated and things start spinning for me, man. I'm feeling terrible. I have to put my head on the table. I do not divulge the reasons why. I'm just like not feeling well. I end up going to the bathroom, trying to make myself feel better. And thankfully, my co-host is, you know, very, very, you know, friendly and everything. He could kind of hold things down. At some point, my phone starts ringing, and I go, oh, yeah, I forgot that I agreed.
Oh, Lord, you had to go to the dinner?
No, I forgot that I was already at the dinner.
Oh.
In the dinner, my phone starts ringing. I forgot I agreed to do some radio, to do a radio hit. So I have to go out to the patio and do a radio hit. under the influence of this gummy. And I've still not gone back to this day and listened to it. I have no idea if I did well, if I was coherent.
We're going to have to find this.
See, this is why I didn't want to share the story. Yeah.
We're going to have to find this radio
hit. It very much ruined my day because I'm like, that might have been terrible.
Mm-hmm.
The dinner was probably terrible.
They're still talking about
because
it.
Because I was
remember that dude? That reminded me of something else. Figgy, remember one of the things I was most proud of in my life? In my life, I had never taken an official, quote, sick day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got what I felt was like COVID, obviously in 2020. And I told y'all, now I'll be here tomorrow. I called the next morning. I said, yeah, I ain't going to make it.
Ruined your streak.
My streak is over.
From the 281, strep throat ruined a trip to the Amalfi Coast.
Oh, no.
Ooh. Oh, man.
Somebody said, I wonder why people take them if it makes you feel like that. I clearly took too much, 713. That was the moral of the story, is know how much you're supposed to take.
I kind of had a story like that. It wasn't a gummy. It was more of, it was a real edible.
Mm-hmm.
And salute to my niece up in Cleveland. She made some cookies. She made them herself.
Oh, salute? Are you sure?
No, I'm just saying salute. Hey, she's doing her thing. But it was a cookie. And I tried a little piece. I'm like, damn, this cookie good as heck. It was like a real good cookie to the point.
Yeah. You just kept eating.
Yeah, to the point I want her to make me those cookies without the marijuana that was in it. But I'm like, dang, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say about 30 minutes later, I forgot I even had it. I took it. But she had a little piece left. It was kind of a chunky piece.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anybody want it? Everybody was like, being a little B about it. And I'm like, screw it, I'll take it.
Being a little B about it.
I'm just like, all right. Man, when I tell you, I could not stop laughing. For some reason, everything just kept making me laugh. And I'm talking about belly laughing.
Yeah.
Belly laughing, cheeks cramping up, eyes crying. I'm just like, man. I had like the biggest headache that night,
and
man.
And they were laughing at you.
Yeah, I was just sitting there like, I'm sitting there like, why is you just standing there looking like that?
Oh, no.
It was like one of those laughing. Yeah, I wasn't paranoid, but it was just being stupid.
Yeah.
Somebody said food poisoning made me miss a 10 Toes to Jesus session. That is, that might be the best euphemism that I've ever heard. For doing the deed.
Dude.
10 toes to Jesus?
Why have I never heard that?
That is incredible. Yeah. I'm writing that down. I don't know how I'm going to use that or when I'm going to use that, but that is fantastic. Similarly, somebody said, first time having relations with a young lady. Got so nervous, I got sick. So, like, no food, no, just got nervous.
Did you say the chicken pox missed graduation?
See, that one, yeah, definitely ruined that day for you. And I imagine high school graduation is probably more. It probably hits you more. But I always say that graduations are more for the folks.
Mm-hmm.
Like their parents, the grandparents, the aunts,
yeah,
the
uncles. Yeah, but you want to go. Well, most people want to go.
No, I know quite a few people that were like, I didn't even care about walking. And look, I'm not somebody who could tell you what to do. But I'm like, I'd encourage you to, because it might not mean a ton to you.
Mm-hmm.
Them people that have seen you
through,
it probably means a lot to them just seeing you get to walk. So I always encourage people, if you can walk. But of course, it's up to you, ultimately.
Yeah.
Someone said Seagram 7 playing three-man with 7-7 slammers. And I have no idea what that means, but that sounds wild.
Yeah.
I did tell y'all about the time that me and some of my friends wanted to do a chicken road trip of Texas on a day.
Oh, yeah.
We wanted to hit up all the famous chicken spots in Texas in a single day.
And how
or at least
you get
a number
to?
Of them. We got to zero because the morning of when everybody's like, all right, meet up at this person's house. One of the guys was like, I'm sick. And so one of those great college things that you do in college, just like a random road trip because everybody's in college and you got a day off and who cares?
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
I ain't going to lie. I was scarred for a little bit. Y'all remember this when I had food poisoning and my wife, she cooked the food.
Oh,
and all of
right.
a sudden, I just didn't feel right.
Next time she made something.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I don't know about this. She was over there like, I ain't getting sick.
Wow.
Like, yeah, because she did have the same thing. But for some reason, I got sick. It was coming out of all ends, man.
Damn.
Front, back, side to side. Man, it was awful,
it's
man.
It's the worst. It's the absolute worst.
It kept me up all night, man. Just going to the bathroom just kept me up. I was on the toilet with a damn trash can right there, man. It was coming up. Man, it was bad. It took me a minute to kind of get comfortable back with her cooking.
I guess.
That's got to be the worst. Hey, like, it's one thing to be like, I'm not going to Chipotle no more. It's another thing to be like, hey, baby, you want to go out to eat? Yeah. Why? Yeah, no, just because.
I had that plate of food. I'm like, look over there. threw it right over my shoulder.
You know, like, the thing about the food poisoning
thing?
Give
this to the dog.
You're better than most people because, like, myself, I don't know if I'm ever going back. Because it was that bad and it left that big of a mental scar, but you have no choice.
No, that's the worst, because it's one thing if it's Applebee's or something. Yeah. You just never go to Applebee's.
Yeah.
No, it's your one and only. Like, and I'm not sitting there, Chef Boyardee.
I made you some homemade sushi.
I'm like, you need to, at this point, you need to cook this steak well done.
That seafood
just
is
to make
fresh.
Sure.
That seafood is fresh.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Still some great answers coming in. I might try and circle back around to a few of them. But coming up next, let's go around the NFL where, are the unwritten rules in this particular case? Do you agree with them? We'll talk about that more next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.